Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to At the Quarter Pole. Good Thursday morning, everybody. Everybody, and you're tuned in to At the Quarter Pole. I'm Eddie the Hat, and as usual, on Thursday mornings, I'll be taking us solo until 7 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, folks, we have done it. We've made it through another race meet closing weekend at Santa Anita, the great race place. Is Sunday, and then of course we have a blessed week off. And folks, I'll tell you, all kidding aside, if we ever needed to have a week off, it's going to be this upcoming week, because on Tuesday night, or no, I'm sorry, what am I saying? Never mind. I was thinking that it was election this coming Tuesday. I wish it was. I wish we could get it over with and put it past us. But anyway, we do have a week. Racing resumes at Del Mar when Santa Anita closes on Sunday. Saturday. Jeez, come on. I haven't had enough coffee yet. Santa Anita closes this Sunday, and then racing resumes at Del Mar on Saturday. And that, of course, is Halloween, so I don't know if there's anything in the makings or anything wacky expected in the cards. But, Del Mar opens on Halloween this coming Saturday. And I'll tell you, Santa Anita has done a great job this meeting. They put out some quality races. I think the buzz, the talk, has been the track itself, just how safe it's played. And knock on wood, there's been no casualties or fatalities or any horses, injuries in the afternoon, which is always good because it keeps the our animal rights morons, and yeah, I'm going to say it, animal rights morons at bay, trying to disrupt and end the sport that they never follow. They've got no interest in it except for having it stop, and that's just wrong. But anyway, they've done a great job, and of course, the turf course, the new gap is going to be revealed December 26th on opening day. So from what we understand, everything is moving right along, and I've heard nothing but positive things from everybody about it, so we're excited to see that. Also, from what we understand, the return of the 6.5 furlong downhill turf races will also return for selective races, and that's stakes racing. So that's good, because I'll tell you, I've really missed that course, as well as a lot of other people on social media have been saying, please bring back the 6.5 down the hill. It's such a unique course. It's the only course like it in the United States, in North America, And folks, there are some horses that actually thrive on that course that won't give the same effort going five, five and a half on the turf. You put them down the hill, six and a half, and they're monsters. So we're really looking forward to that returning as well. So anyway, just some FYI heads up. Also, a post time change on Sunday, closing day, is at 12:30. So make your adjustments. There's a nice, well, how many races do we have? It seems like it's been a week since I have looked over the nine races on Friday, tomorrow, and then, of course, on Saturday, there will be 10 races, and it'll be interesting. They draw today for Sunday, so we'll have to see what is in the what's in the cards for the race card on Sunday. But I'm thinking maybe, well, maybe 11 races, maybe 11 races. With the post time change to 12:30, it makes sense that they're going to sneak another one in on us. And so anyway, we'll just keep that in mind. Later today, this afternoon, you can either go to wherever you get your entries or past performances, Equibase or Daily Racing Forum, or you can even check out the Santa Anita website at santaanita.com and go to the live racing section, and then you'll be able to call up the overnight and get the entries for Sunday. And again, they draw today. They're probably getting ready right now. So wish we could be out there reporting, but still only selected media is allowed at Santa Anita. And, of course, that is the people that write columns and report on the races where the their stories appear in print, newspapers, because of COVID. They're trying to keep the attendance down in the press box. And unfortunately, since we are, considered a public handicapper, we haven't made the cut, so to speak. So we're still at the office watching them on TV, on the internet, and it's killing us, trust me. We want to get back out there. I think one of the things, and it's the same, with racing fans, just being out at the track, being able to swap stories with a perfect stranger. You're at the rail, you're in the paddock, somebody comes up to you and takes position next to you to watch the horses come out, and you might start talking about them, talking to him or her, who do you like in this race? And I miss that. I miss that banter that handicappers have, especially in the press box. Even though, public handicappers or professional handicappers, we still have different thoughts, different opinions. We come up with the results in different ways, handicapping-wise. And it's always nice to share that with people, even if, you've known them for, 15, 20, 25 years. It's fun and it's educational because, you always will learn something. And just being out at the track, you might overhear a conversation with a trainer, talking to an agent or something, and pick up a little bit of information in the morning at Clocker's Corner. So anyway, we're chomping at the bit to get back out there, and I hope, I'm hoping that possibly the winter fall meet or winter spring meet we'll be back out, and we'll be able to start posting videos again on the website and, bring you some exclusive information, directly from the track. We've kind of not been doing that lately because the information that we're getting, that we're watching on TV, on the internet, is not really exclusive, and it's not really you know, so anyway, you get the point. All that will be back on the race, on the website as soon as we get back out there and can provide it for you by giving you some, you know, some really good video. I think the last time we were out there, and it's still on the website, we haven't changed it, was when Gamin, the Bob Baffert superstar filly, broke her maiden. And we were trackside down by the winner's circle and talked to Drayden a little bit after the race. And, yeah, slim picking since. But anyway, hopefully we'll be back out there soon, and maybe we'll bump into you in the paddock. Let's get to right now, as I sift through all my paperwork here, let's get to the jockey and trainer standings going into tomorrow. And, of course, these are updated. So let's take a walk down to the paddock. And this segment is brought to you by GMV Art. And if you ghouls or goblins this time of year are looking for an illustrator or a graphic designer or any other spooky artistic needs, check out GMV Art. Artist and owner Giovanni Velas creates his own original characters set in a world not unlike our own, but funny and more brutally honest. He also has commission pieces as well as Halloween-themed items on the website, and we suggest you check it out at on Instagram at GMV_art or visit their website at www.giovannivelas.com. GIOVANNIVELIS.com. Just like it sounds, Giovanni Velas. Tell them the hat sent you. And have a safe Halloween, all you ghouls and goblins out there. Although, I guess it's going to be kind of a watered-down Halloween this year. There's no trick-or-treating, which kind of disappoints me. Just a funny side note, when I was down at, when I was living in Del Mar for several years, we actually had a couple of youngsters dress as jockeys. And I thought that was pretty funny. All right, so let's get to the updated jockey and trainer standings. And no surprise, Flavian Pratt leads the way with 22. Juan Hernandez nipping at his heels with 19. Umberto Rispoli, who is back in town now riding full-time, is creeping closer with 11. Ricardo Gonzalez with 10. And then we have Abel Cedillo with 9. And Mario Gutierrez with 6. And then the following with 5. Alexis Centeno, Tyler Bays, Drayden Van Dyke, Luis Saez, and Jose Valdivia. Nice to see Jose up there. Veteran jockey who... to tell you, guy can ride, and he gets overlooked a lot. So if you see Jose Valdivia's name on a first-time starter or on a horse that might be dropping in class or maybe coming off of a claim, don't be afraid to put a couple of bucks on it because the guy can ride. As far as the trainers go, Peter Miller leads the way with 10, Bob Baffert with 9, Doug O'Neill with 7, Phil D'Amato with 6, and then we have Richard Baltas, John Sadler, and Richard Mandela rounding it out with 5 wins apiece. As far as the owners go, we love to give them love because without their involvement, well, we wouldn't have anything to bet on, would we? Leading the way right now is Red Baron's Barn and Rancho Temescal with 4, Redham Racing with 4, and then... David and Holly Wilson with 3, and then we've got a plethora with 2, but we won't run them down. But anyway, congratulations to the people that just had their names mentioned, because you're having a pretty darn good meet out at Santa Anita. Is anybody going to catch Flavian Pratt? Don't think so. Umberto Rispoli went back east and rode. Missed some time and it cost him, but it was a successful, you know, excursion. So, you know, as long as he's feeding his family and keeping himself with gas money, I'm sure he's happy. But, yeah, Flavien Prat is just riding unbelievable, and he's ridden unbelievable ever since he's gotten here. I mean, the guy is just uncanny. You watch tapes of Flavien, and this goes for a lot of jockeys as well. We are blessed in Southern California to have a very strong riders colony. And you can tell, you know, two or three jumps out of the gate that Flavien's got his horse in a position that he can win the race. Saves ground, angles out, comes between horses, sneaks through on the inside. I mean, what can you say? But anyway, to answer your question, I don't think anybody is going to catch Flavien for the jockey title. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to go over tomorrow's card out at Santa Anita. Don't go far away. We'll be right back. October 22nd, and yes, we're taking steps closer to, well, closing day at Santa Anita, and also bidding the year 2020 goodbye. And I'll tell you, I regardless of what your political beliefs are, this has been a year that I can't ever imagine, can't remember in my lifetime anyway, a more bizarre year than 2020. And I, for one, am going to be very happy to turn the calendar and go to 2021. Wow, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Every day I wake up now and it's like, okay, what's going to happen today? It's just been that type of year. I want to remind everybody, too, a couple of things that were brought to you. Our horse racing podcasts, which are on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. And if you haven't had an opportunity to visit the site, please do check us out. And we've got all sorts of fun and entertaining information for you, as well as our horse racing report plus selections, which is put out every single racing day, and it's yours for under $5 a day. And if you subscribe for multiple days, 30 days, the weekend, we have a weekend package, there are deeper discounts than that. So take advantage of it. And while you're there, sign up for our free newsletter. And you can do that on the website, and you'll get a coupon code, which is good for 15% off your first purchase. Take advantage of it. And even if you don't plan on purchasing the selections, we still welcome you into our family. And you'll get our newsletter, which is blasted out every Thursday morning at the wee hours of the morning, and we'll be waiting for you when you get up in the morning. So we hope that that you do that. And we just came out this week with a new design of the newsletter. kind of freshened up the look a little bit and all that. So horseracing-selections.com. Hop on it, get on it, ride on it, whatever you want to do, and we'll help make you a winner. And, well, if not, just sign up for the newsletter. What the heck? It's free. You might as well. And we've got all sorts of good information in there as far as horses to watch, trips and trouble notes, and all of that. So horseracing-selections.com. All right, I'm going to take my salesman hat off now and put my fedora back on. And we're going to talk a little bit about tomorrow's card. And, well, you know, looking at the first couple of races, looks to be a tad chalky. We haven't finalized our picks yet, with the exception of our free play, which we've already decided on. But as far as going through the card, what we do is our MO, thing that we do, which is, you know, very standard for us, we'll go through the card and we'll highlight everything. Workouts, we use the highlighter pens so that it sticks out quick for us. We get everything highlighted, and then we go back, and then we handicap. We look at, you know, different aspects of the race. Looking at the first race tomorrow, it's going to be tough beating the even money favorite, My Princess Ellie. Going back to the dirt off of two turf races, and the fact that she's dropping in class, coming out of a race in the at Del Mar, you know, a juvenile fillies stake. She's going to be tough. Flavian is switched to her. He's going to be handling her tomorrow, and going to be tough. Second race is also a heavy favorite, even money Flash Magic, and Bob Afford certainly has this field surrounded with Flash Magic at even money and Beautiful Gift at 6-5. Looks like it could be a chalky double. However, just to whet your appetite, in the first race we're looking at a possible, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, possible price horse, because this horse isn't going to be, you know, a double-digit horse, but we're looking at the possibility of this filly upsetting My Princess Ellie. So doing a little bit of research, kind of taking out the magnifying glass, so to speak, a little bit and checking it out. So anyway, if you're a fan of the Daily Double like we are, I know it's a high takeout. I know all of that. But I grew up betting the early double. And my philosophy is if you can hit the double, 50, 60, 70 bucks, a decent price double, well, 30, 40 is not bad. You know, nowadays, it puts a little bit of cash in your pocket that you can invest throughout the day. And a mindset of a gambler is so much more positive and focused when you've got the tracks money in your pocket and you're not reaching into your wallet. I think what it does is it creates the ability and the imagination to take more chances, take some swings on some horses that you might not normally have bet if you were digging into your own money. And so anyway, that's why I'm a big fan of the double. I know people tell me all the time, my God, the takeout is, well, okay, yeah, I know, but what can you do? You can't do anything about it. It's the way it is. So you either play it or you don't. I like to play it because of that. To put a little bit of spring in my step, so to speak. When the second race is over and I'm in line cashing and I'm getting 50 or 60 bucks for the double, then I'm thinking, okay, now what can I do with this money? How can I triple it, quadruple it? That's how I think. So anyway, just a heads up, the double tomorrow looks like it could be just a touch on the chalky side. And maybe a $9 or $10 double, when all is said and done, might be more appropriate. All right, our free play. Let's take a look at this horse. Now, third race, mile on the turf. This is a starter allowance, and we really like the outside horse, the number six horse, Liberal. Horse likes Santa Anita, got a 50% win rate. And funny thing, this horse last two races has been kind of, just dull efforts. Hasn't really done much on paper. But what stands out to us is the fact that son of Lope de Vega, who is an Ireland bred, has got improving numbers. And the mile on the turf seems to be his best dance, and there's plenty of pace in here to set up his style, which if you go back and look at his May 20th race at Santa Anita, he earned a pretty competitive number in that race back in May, and got the type of trip that we think he's going to get tomorrow. So 3-1 on the morning line right now, fair price, I think, and pretty tough race. He's going to have his tennis shoes on tomorrow, but we think he's going to, and no secret, we're very high on Drayden as a jock, and I think the trainer, Patty Gallagher, is very underrated, especially with turf horses. So we give this guy a big look, and we suggest that, you're going to be betting from your home, or your office, your tablet, your cell phone. You might be betting from the office on somebody else's time. But if you are, we suggest a couple of bucks to win a place on Liberal, number six, in the third race. And, you can pick up the phone and call your neighborhood friend. Neighborhood friend. That's the guy that you meet once or twice a week at the bowling alley or at the pool hall, and you settle up your account with. I think everybody, every serious gambler should have a neighborhood friend. But that's just me. very old school, very old school. Reminder to make sure that you jot down that Sunday's post is at 12:30. Tomorrow and Saturday remains at 1 o'clock. And then we go to Del Mar. Folks, I don't know what to tell you. I'm hoping that Del Mar will allow limited fans. I doubt it, mark it on your calendar for 2021. If you haven't been to Del Mar, the summer meet, well, you're totally missing out. But don't discount the Bing Crosby meet at Del Mar, the fall meeting, because it's fantastic. The weather down there year-round is incredible. There are less crowds at the Bing Crosby meet, means that dining, going to your favorite watering hole is a lot more comforting and comfortable. And make plans if you can't do it this year, which, again, I doubt we will. But make plans next year to go to the Bing Crosby meet, because it's very, very underrated. Everybody wants to go to Del Mar in the summer. It's beach time, vacation time. You can still enjoy it just as much in the fall. So, anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it. I'm done rambling for this morning. Hope that we helped you out a little bit with some information, and we'll be back with you on Saturday for Horse Racing Today, which airs from 8 to 8:30 a.m., and then we come back on Sunday night from 8 to 8:30 with At the Wire, and that gives you the horses, trips, and trouble notes for the horses that ran the previous week. And we'll get you hopefully set up for some future winners and some horses that are going to run productively. That's going to do it. Hey, folks, cash some tickets tomorrow. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll be talking to you again soon.